it's really interesting, but every now and then you stumble across someone who seems to see things so clearly. They unravel complex situations and steer a way forward. That's a real God-given gift. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we chat about those gifts that God's given to each one of us. Have you ever met a person who seems to see things so clearly? Let's say there's some confusing, foggy, politically charged situation at work, and there's this one person who just takes a close look, and then that person just tells it the way it is. And not only that, they help everybody to chart a course out of that mess. And you look at the person, and you look back at that ugly situation, and you turn back to the person, and you think to yourself, I wouldn't have seen that in a million years. But you know something? They're right. That's exactly what's going on here. That's exactly the way forward. How did they see that? One of my former business partners in 20 years in our IT consulting practice, he was like that. Graham just had this amazing ability to see things clearly and judge things fairly and look at options and plot a course forward with such incredible wisdom. It's a real gift. In the Old Testament, there were men called prophets who spoke God's wisdom into confusing and ugly situations. They were often referred to as seers. It's a real gift. A prophet is someone who sees things clearly and then has the ability to speak wisdom into that place. The world has its prophets. Often they're journalists or social commentators or sociologists. They have real insight. They see what's going on in society and they tell it the way things really are. But in God's family, a prophet is a person that speaks God's will and God's wisdom into a specific situation. And prophets are alive and well in the New Testament as well. It's a clear gifting and calling. And it's one that I relate to. You see, before I became a Christian, I was an IT consultant. And as that career progressed more and more in the role of independent advisor, I ended up mediating between warring parties and calling it the way it was without fear or favor and helping people to work through their disputes and find ways around roadblocks. And I absolutely loved doing that. So many people thought I was nuts. And then when I became a Christian, the first pastor of my church, when he heard me preach a few times, he said, you know something, there's a real prophetic edge to your teaching. And at Bible College, I remember the principal of the Bible College, Barry Chant, was taking a subject called Ministry of the Holy Spirit. And he said, right, tonight we're going to prophesy. I laughed at him. And so we did. We sat down and we started praying with people. And I was praying for a student. And I started praying really specifically. And this fellow student was in tears because it was exactly what he was struggling with. And then 2 days later, I had a phone call from a friend at church, and she said, look, I just felt to give you this verse out of the blue, Romans chapter 12, verse 6, which says, prophesy according to your faith. I thought, oh, okay, God, maybe you're doing something here. See, I wanted the gift of healing. I thought the gift of healing would be so much more fun, but God sovereignly chooses gifting, and this is the one he's given me. Now, I use it very carefully and very responsibly. And we'll talk about misuse of this particular gift of prophecy a little bit later. So what does a prophet look like? What are some of the characteristics of a prophet? Well, they tend to quickly and accurately identify good and evil, and they hate evil. Prophets often see things as kind of black and white. There's not many grey or indefinite areas for a prophet. And they easily see the character of a group or individuals. They encourage people to turn away from the bad stuff they're doing and produce good fruit. They believe the acceptance of difficulties will produce positive personal brokenness. Prophets tend to have only one or two close relationships. They view the Bible as the basis for truth and belief and action and authority. They boldly operate on spiritual principles. They're frank, outspoken, and they don't mince words. Gee, and I thought I was shy and retiring. They're very persuasive in the way that they speak. They deeply grieve over the sins of others. They're eager to identify their own blind spots and help others see theirs too. They desire above all else to see God's plan worked out in all situations. They're called to intercession. They pray for other people and situations. They feel the need to verbalize or dramatize what they see. They're often very introspective. They can have really strong opinions and convictions. They have strict personal standards, and they desire to be obedient to God at all costs. Now, that's kind of a list of 20 characteristics of what someone with a motivational gifting of prophecy has, a gifting, a desire to speak out, to see clearly what's going on, and then to speak God's will into that situation. But you see, each area of gifting has some downsides too. There's one of the flip side to the coin, and some of the key ones for a prophet is that they can be judgmental and blunt. Sometimes they forget to praise partial progress because they're so goal-focused, they just don't see partial progress as success. Sometimes they're pushy in trying to get other people to grow and mature spiritually. Sometimes they're intolerant of opinions and views that differ from their own. I'm not like that, really. Sometimes they struggle with self-image. See, that's what someone with a prophetic gifting is. And each of the giftings we're going to go through over the next few days on the program, we're going to look at some characteristics so that maybe you can see yourself or someone you know in that, but also look at some of the problem areas for that gifting, because there always are. There's always a downside to our personality. Perhaps you recognize yourself in there, or maybe you think, oh, yuck, that's definitely not me. But there's someone you know, someone that you're close to, someone that's been trying to tell you some things and you've been pushing them away because you didn't want to hear. Maybe God has brought someone with a prophetic gifting into your life. And you know, so often God wants to tell us stuff we don't want to hear. So often God wants to tell us stuff that challenges us or drags us out of our comfort zone or we think it's scary, and so we push them away. But Paul makes it really clear that one of the gifts that God sovereignly bestows amongst his people is the gift of being a prophet, someone who sees things through God's eyes, someone who often hears God very clearly and then speaks out what God is saying. Now, I have seen this gift misused, absolutely. I was in a home group once, and a pastor who was convening the home group said, "I have a prophecy for you from God." And I listened to him, and I thought, that doesn't sit right with me. And some of the other people in the group came up afterwards and said, you know something, we don't think that came from God. And that's why we always have to discern. When someone says, look, I'm speaking a prophetic word, I'm speaking on behalf of God, when someone says that, we just can't take that at face value. We do have to discern it. And yet, several times through my life, I've been mightily blessed. There was a man called Mark who walked up. I'd just become a Christian, just gone to Bible college, really felt God wanted me to speak his word. And during a worship time at Bible college, Mark just came up and said, Bernie, I've got a word for you from God. God said he's not in a hurry. And that little prophecy gave me peace, because God had another 8 years to run before he moved me to do what I'm doing now. That prophecy just gave me some peace. I want to encourage you to identify the prophets in your life. If you feel you have a calling, make sure that it's from God and then exercise it in faith, humbly, always under his hand, consistent with his word. If it's someone you know, encourage them to use the gift, because it's God's gift to the rest of us. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to him. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free e-devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting right there for you. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to that website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.